our heads together in prayer. I'm going to ask you, Dollar, back there, if you will. You lead us the Lord in prayer tonight.
Lord, thank you for letting me gather in the house. Lord, I pray you be in the service. Lord, I pray you help Brother Joe and see comes speaks through you, Lord. I pray you be with us as we go throughout our week. Lord, just now I pray.
Amen. Thank you. You can be seated. And it's so good to see you back with us this evening. And excited about our time together just a little bit. And this time of the year, one of my favorite times of the year, Thanksgiving. And excited about preaching tonight. And before we do, though, several announcements I wanted to mention. Number one, I wanted to mention, too, thank you for those who helped the shower today and everything the last week. And then I mentioned this morning, but make sure I say it again. Thank you so much for the love and appreciation shown to us last week and our family and the world to us and encouraging. Thank you so much. And then the teenagers, this Saturday, upcoming Saturday, the Stars and Stripes in Columbus, Georgia. And again, that $20 includes your bowling. It includes an hour game card at the arcade there in Stars and Stripes, as well as your meal. And so if you'd like to go to that, we do need you to sign up, though. I think there's 15 signed up so far. So please make sure you go ahead and sign up for that. To be a part of that, see Brother Ricky and Louie and Dollar if you got any questions about that. And then our special service on the 21st, on the Tuesday night, our Thanksgiving service will be downstairs together. Bring your favorite dessert. And we're going to have a singing time, a testimony time, and hear from someone we've never heard from before publicly. Excited about that. Looking forward to that time together. Then I mentioned this morning also in December, we talked about the walk through Bethlehem that Wayne Pippen is organizing and leading that. We had an over sign up, I guess. We have more signed up than the tickets we have available, and there's no more tickets available. So if you signed up and you cannot go, please make sure you let Brother Wayne know so we can have those that are on the wait list to be able to go in your place with that. And then be praying, okay? Be praying on the 17th for No Jesus, No Christmas Christmas program for our children. And that is going to be from here on out, okay, all the way through then. On Sunday night, practices will be at 4:30 here at the church, 4:30 for all the children. And hey, be praying about that too. A number of our kids right now that are coming with some of the families of the church, or are a couple of riding the van that are coming, their parents will be here. Matter of fact, we've got two families that have been coming the last couple weeks. And they don't know the Lord, but you pray for them. It would be an awesome opportunity in that for them to get saved. So pray with us about that, if you will, our Christmas program. And I'm really excited about that and looking forward to that together. And do, too, be praying, continue to pray for those that need to be baptized, and as well as our membership class today. Thank you so much to those who helped for that. And the food was good. And I just want y'all to know that I ate one of every soup that you brought, okay? Amen. Every soup that you brought, I ate some of that. It was amazing. And thank you so much for those of you who helped us to be able to have the membership class today and enjoy our luncheon together. So that's it for announcements tonight. And let's go ahead again, if you will, let's stand together. And let's go to number 6. I love this song here. Number 6 is tonight. Let's stand together and let's sing that again as they leave us.
This world of sorrow, I'm on my way.
singing. You did a great job singing tonight. Great job singing. If you will, go ahead and take your Bibles. We're going to do this. If you'll come, we're going to be in Ephesians chapter 5 in just a moment. Ephesians chapter number 5. Again, if you don't have a Bible, that purple Bible right in front of you, 1254, you can go there. We'll be there in just a moment. And also, I mentioned this morning, but none of our kids were in here. Our younger children, they were all in children's church. But praise the Lord for the beautiful staff that we have in the back of the property. Amen. And, circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. Wherefore, be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is, and be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit. And then he says, speak unto yourselves in psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord, giving thanks always for all things unto God, unto the Father, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Tonight, I want to begin preaching next couple weeks on thanksgiving, if the Lord will let us and allow us to. Let's pray together. Father, will you help us tonight? Lord Jesus, tonight there's no secret that we are surrounded in our world by things that scare us. Lord, we are surrounded by things that bother us in our core. As grandparents tonight and parents, we fear for our kids. We worry about the future. Our government scares us. And God, there's just so many things around us tonight that bother us. But Lord, in the midst of all of this, I pray that you will teach us tonight how to live with a thankful spirit in our hearts and to be thankful unto God even in the midst of the society that we are living. So Lord, will you guide us in the next few moments and help us, Jesus. And we ask this in your name and all God's people say tonight. Amen, amen. Thank you. You can be seated. I don't think I'd have to stretch the truth tonight to help you understand that we are living in ugly times in our world. And as a matter of fact, we're living in times like me in America never dreamed we would get to, but we're here. I want you to think just a moment. Think about not just overseas in Iraq and Iran and Afghanistan, but now here in America, we have church shootings where people walk in and they just slaughter people. And I mentioned on Wednesday night, too, about me meeting with the police this week for our church in the days ahead. The Lord will get together about this and help them. But you just think, here in America now, that people are just walking in churches and taking advantage of God's people and shooting people and taking lives. And you think not only that, about the sexual harassment cases that have come out. Just think, in the last 2 weeks, it's almost like that people are just popping up everywhere. And you think, man, how in the world are we living in this society? Is anybody safe anymore? And then you turn on the TV and you hear what the government says, and all of us are afraid of the government. They're trying to take away our rights. They're trying to take away our liberty. And they're trying to take away our money. Amen. And give it to somebody else. And you think about the mess that we're in, and it scares us to death tonight in our world. And you say, but joy tonight, I'm saved and I'm sanctified and I'm not worried about any of that. But listen to this. Right now in America, gun sales in America are at an all-time high percentage-wise. Obviously, we got more people in America than we ever had. But percentage-wise, gun sales in America are at an all-time high. Why? Because people are worried about it. Not only that, but I want you to think about this. People are cashing in The fool has said in his heart, there is no God. So how does a fool live every day of his life? He gets up and he goes through his life like there is no God out there that he's going to answer to. There's no God out there that's over everything. And Paul said, hey, you need to walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise. Now what is that, a wise person? A wise person is someone that God is teaching how to live in this present world. So what is he talking about here? He is telling us on a daily basis, if we are going to be thankful, we have to pay attention to what our God is doing in our life on a daily basis. And I want to ask you tonight, Christian, when you wake up every morning, do you live your life as an atheist, or do you live your life consciously awaiting and looking for what God is doing around you? See, the truth is tonight, many of us, if we were honest, we would be guilty of living just like an atheist. You say, Pedro, I believe in there's a God, but you live like he don't exist. I believe God created the earth, but you live like he didn't. I believe God's going to judge me, but you live like you're not going to. And he said, hey, you need to pay attention to God's hand in your life. Why? Because if you pay attention to God in your life, you will be thankful. You know why? This is why. Because God works in the life of his children. He does. Can I tell you this week, if you're in this building and you know Christ and you are trying to please Christ, then this week God did amazing things around you. But I got to ask you, did you see it? Did you notice it? Did you pay attention to it? Did you pick up on it? Or did you live like the atheist? You didn't even recognize God's goodness around you because you were walking not circumspectly but foolishly, and you weren't paying attention to God working around you. If you were here last Sunday morning, you know when I was preaching last Sunday morning, I gave this story about this illustration of a friend of mine who was standing in food line. Miss Corey, you know, in Aaron Gates, standing in food line. And as he was standing in line, remember he said something to that lady about God loving her and caring for her. And that lady pulled out a $100 bill to give to him. This week, you still with me? Say amen. Amen. This week in our church, a couple from our church, they're not here tonight, they're here this morning. They went to Sam's this week. How many of you know you don't go to Sam's and get out there under $20? Worse than Walmart, amen. Walmart on steroids. They went to Sam's to get a couple things, was their word. They got to the line and rung up, oh, I think it was $82. And as they were standing there in line, the man and the woman, as they were standing there in line, this young boy, he said he was about 10 years old, walked up to him. He was walking past him to go to his mama, and he bumped up to him, and he said, the young boy turned around and said, I'm sorry, sir. I didn't mean to bump into you. I'm sorry. And he kept walking past him and went and stood behind his mom. And he was standing there behind the cash register while she was ringing up her stuff. And he turned around and he said, ma'am, can I tell you something? And she said, sure. And he said, you're blessed. And he said, how? He said, your son. And she said, oh no, what did he do? Any parents relate in here, amen, in your voices? He said, no, ma'am, you don't understand. He said, I was just standing there and your son bumped into me, and he had respect and love to come to me and say, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to do that, I'm sorry. And now I want you to know, you're doing a good job, and you're blessed to have a son that has a respectful attitude. And then, she took out her debit card and paid for his groceries. Now, how many of you believe a member of this church walked out there saying, boy, that was terrible. It's more like, honey, let's go to Chow King. He said, Retort, what was that? Listen to him. You know what that was? Blessing. And I wonder this week, how many blessings did you notice that God gave you? And Paul said, you need to walk circumspectly. You need to stop living like an atheist. And consciously pay attention to what comes through in your life. Number two, number one, pay attention to the path. Number two, make a mark in the moment. What do you mean, Roger? Look, verse number 16. Number one, we're to pay attention. And pay attention to what God does around us. It'll help us be thankful. But number two, verse number 16, he says, redeeming the time because the days were evil. Secondly, if we're going to live thankful, we've got to seek to make a mark in the moment. What do you mean? He says, redeeming the time. Now, I want you to look at me just a second. The word time in the Bible is used two different ways, two different definitions. Here's number one. The actual word for time right now, it is 6:31. 6:31, I think it is. Okay, I don't have a... Anyway, amen, I got hands. really know Jesus, whatever room you walk in, you make an impact. Why? This is why. Because we're light. This world is not my home. This world is rooted in darkness. Matter of fact, this world, if you can, is administrated by the evil one himself. The prince of the power of the air, the devil himself, is the administrator right here in this world and the evil that goes on around us. But hey, Christian, if you're light tonight, teenager, if you know Christ tonight, when you walk into a room, when you go to Walmart, when you go to Piggly Wiggly, when you go to McDonald's, amen, wherever you go, you have an opportunity to shine for Jesus Christ. And I wonder tonight, how often do we walk in a room and say, Lord, I want to represent you while I'm here in this room. When I'm in this math class, I want to represent you, Jesus. You know, when I was a kid, I used to wish that all school and all homework went to the punishment place. Amen? Now as an adult, sure I'm glad I can read. Sure, I'm glad I can add 1 + 1 = 3, amen? But you know what? As a Christian, teenager, you better listen to this. As a Christian, every place you go in your life is an opportunity to make a difference. I hesitate to say this, but I got to be truthful because it's in the text. There's a man in our church right now. He got saved. About a year ago, he's an older man, sitting in his house with me. Here's what he said to me. He said, "Preacher," he said, "he said, you don't mean to tell me why I didn't get saved all the years and I waited until I was so old?" He said, "I know. When I was a young man your age, I should have got saved. I know. I did my kids wrong. I've asked God to forgive me on that. But you want me to tell you why I didn't get saved?" And I said, "Go ahead." Here's what he said. He said, "When I was growing up, when I was a young man your age, I went into churches and you fall out of them." And he said, "I even went to the church where I go now." He said, "But I saw people walking around like they were good Christians, and I know how they live Monday through Saturday." Right. I'm going to tell you, if you're not a Christian and you're not living Christ's life, don't you walk in school and act like you've got it figured out. Don't you walk around this town battering that you belong to Jesus and everything about you is contrary. You know why? Because we are Christians for the moment. We are Christians of an opportunity. And listen, Christian, there's never been a greater day to be saved than right now. This is dark days. And I'm telling you, if we'll just shine, it'll show. And if we'll just live for Jesus, it'll show. Number one tonight, how do we live thankful? Number one, we've got to pay attention to the path. Watch what God does around us. Number two tonight, we've got to make a mark in the moment. Hey, try to live for God and be thankful as you see Him work around you and in you and through you. But number three tonight, where I want to finish, if you're taking notes, won't you drop this down? Number three, we've got to walk in His will every day. Walk in His will every day. What do you mean, Brother Jordan? Let's look at it. Look at verse number 17. He says, "Wherefore, be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is." So he tells us here in our text tonight, he says, hey, as a Christian, if you want to live thankful, pay attention to the path. Just pay attention to what God does around you, and it'll blow your mind how much He blesses you. Number two, you just have to hang on, and you have to make your mark, and try to be light, and try to be used of God, and it'll make you thankful as you see God use you. But number three, he says, you need to know the will of God, and watch this, then you need to do it. You need to know the will of God and do it. And we mentioned this Wednesday night in the Bible study. There's two kinds of God's will for us on a daily basis. It is the will that we know, and it is the will of God that He reveals to us. The known will of God, and then the revealed will of God as we walk in the known will of God. But Brother Joey, how do we know the will of God? He's talking about being thankful. And he's talking about being surrounded by weakness, and he is challenging us to know the will of God and do it. So here's the question. What is God's will for my life on a daily basis Sunday school book this morning, you saw it. I'm gonna tell you what I jotted down. I want you to write this down. Faith in Jesus activates the spirit, but faith anywhere else activates the flesh. Faith in Jesus activates the spirit, but faith in anything else activates the flesh. What do you mean, my joy? Take your hand. We're in Ephesians, okay? Please stay there. I want you to go to Galatians. It's the book right before, okay? Go to Galatians chapter 5 and look at this morning. Look at this. From this morning, the Lord is a blessing to me. I pray to be a blessing to you tonight. Galatians chapter number 5. Look what the Word of God says. Galatians chapter 5, verse number 17. If you're there, say amen.
Amen.
Look at verse 17. Says this. For the flesh lusteth against the what? And the spirit against the what? And these are contrary the one to the other, so that you cannot do the things that you would. I told our Sunday school class this morning while I was teaching, hey, every day of your life, when you first wake up, you either win the battle or you lose the battle. Right when you wake up, you got to look to Jesus. Why? Because when you look to Jesus, it activates the spirit. Jesus is up there. The spirit's down here. And when we look to Jesus Christ, we activate the spirit of God in our life. And hey, we can't walk in the spirit if we're not looking to Jesus, trusting in Jesus, depending on Jesus, combining in Jesus. And I want to say this, activity, concentration, confidence, and anything besides Jesus activates your flesh, even if it's religious. A lot of people think if I just do right, it'll help me be spirit-filled. Let me tell you something. You can put confidence in your performance and live just as fleshly as somebody out in the world. We have to be spirit-filled, spirit-led. And so how do we know the will of the Lord? We walk in the Spirit. But now, boy, this right here has been a blessing. This may be new to you on this next thing or some other same way. So stay with me right here. In verse 19, look back in Ephesians chapter 5, verse number 19. Look what he tells us right here in this text. Number one, how do we know what the will of the Lord is? Walk in the Spirit. Number two, please don't get up and leave right here, okay? Some of you have been joking about, I've been joking with Chad about saying to do everything, but stay with me. Sing in the Spirit. Look at verse 19. Nobody says, what's the will of the Lord for a Christian? He says, verse 19, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. What's that next word?
Singing.
And making melody in your what?
Heart.
To the Lord. See, some of you here say, Brother Julie, I can't sing. If I sing in the shower cut up. If I was singing walking down Walmart, they would arrest me for assaulting me. Amen? So, Brother Julie, what does he say? Listen to what he says. He says, speaking to yourselves psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your hearts to the Lord. Now please pay attention here. Don't miss this. Music was created by God before the devil ever got a hold of it. Music is from heaven. It's not from down here. So why does he say as Christians, if we're going to walk in the Spirit, if we're going to know the will of the Lord, live the will of the Lord, we got to walk in the Spirit. But then he says we got to sing in the Spirit. Why does he say that? This is why. Because you are an individual that God created to sing. Now I'm glad he did not say the will of God is for everybody to sing specials in church. He said singing and making melody in your what? Unto the Lord. And as a Christian, you want to be thankful? Here's how we do it. We walk in the Spirit, and then we sing in the Spirit. And you say, but Joe, how do I as a Christian sing to myself? How do I sing to the Lord in my heart? He tells us. He says, number one, singing. He says, singing to yourselves psalms. What is psalms? Let me show you. Let's just, hey, by the way, some of you may know this, but please act like you've never heard it before. Because we got some new Christians that need this, all right? You still with me? Say amen.
Amen.
Hold your finger in Ephesians. I want you to go to Psalm 42 and we'll walk you through Ephesians. Psalm chapter 42. How do we sing as Christians? How do we sing? And I want to say this as a Christian tonight. If you're saved, you've been saved for a week, a month, a year, 10 years. You got to learn, if you're going to be thankful, you got to sing in your heart to the Lord. Now, as he says sing psalms, I want you to look at Psalm 42. Here's a psalm that we can sing. He says this, as the heart panteth after the water, singing, church? Tell you something. These weren't written by somebody out of their mind. They were written by people filled with doctrine. Filled with doctrine. Hey, there is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. How many of you remember you got baptized, didn't help you? Got when church didn't help you. Started doing right, didn't help you. But one time you never got under the blood, it changed your life. Psalms and hymns. Spiritual song. This is true. Won't you stay with me? What is a spiritual song? A spiritual song is a song. You were in a place in your life, and God did work in your life and taught you something about Him. And thus, He wrote a song. Now, how many of us in here would agree we're not artists? But you've heard a song and said, "Say Amen" by Ryan Freedom Insurance or Choir Convention. Anybody here know He's faithful? Anybody